Yeah, my name is Geraint Evans. I'm editor of Rice Digital and head of marketing at PCube.
It's nice to meet you. So I understand Steins Gate has just come out. Could you say a little bit about that?
So, it's out in a couple of weeks. It's a visual novel. We're releasing it in America and Europe. I think most people will probably know it because of the anime, but actually originated as an Xbox 360 exclusive and then later came to PS3 and then Vita. Visual novels have kind of been getting more and more popular, I think because of games like Danganronpa, obviously done very, very well. And so in our opinion, Steins Gate is arguably one of the best visual novels ever made. It follows, trying not to spoil it for anybody, it follows a group of sort of 20-something scientists and misfits and hackers who they discover a way of sending text messages back into the past. And so they start kind of messing around with this idea and seeing what they can do. But then things start to spiral out of control and things start going very, very wrong for them. So Okabe, who's like the main character, he's the only one that can remember previous timelines that he's messed around with. So he has this mission to try and put back everything that he effectively broke in time. So Steins Gate is effectively, it's a visual novel, so it's a story that you kind of press X to read and is kind of narrated with full Japanese voices. And at various points throughout it, you get to make some pretty crucial decisions, and depending on the decisions that you make determines which out of the six endings that you get. So the anime follows what the game would class as being the true ending. So the visual novel effectively broadens your experience in terms of, if you've seen the anime and know the true ending, part of the fun is discovering what ending you would get yourself if you were in Okabe's shoes. And all of the endings are actually pretty significant. They're not really, like with most visual novels, you have like the main one and then all the other endings are kind of like sort of throwaway endings or like silly endings, whereas the endings in Steins Gate are all quite significant and all massively different from each other. So there's a lot of fun in trying to discover or trying to pick your way through time to see how you can get the other endings. That's it in a nutshell. To kind of, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so would you recommend it to people who've watched the anime then?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Because I people worry about it, I think. They go, well, I've already seen the true ending, so kind of what's the point? But as I said, it's all the endings are so different and so unique that it's interesting to see all those endings anyway. And the other thing as well is that the anime is amazing and it's good and obviously people love it, but the anime kind of charges towards down a very specific path. And what the visual novel does do is it explores all of the other characters in greater depth. So Okabe is well explored in the anime, but you get to understand the relationship between Mayuri and Okabe much better than you do in the anime, for example. You get to learn a little bit more about Kirisu as well. So it's if you love the anime and you love the characters, the visual novel is a way of understanding all of those characters much more than you ever could in the anime. So absolutely, it's. To my mind, it is the best visual novel that's out there, and it's a very emotional experience to kind of go through it. So, yeah, it absolutely, I'd recommend it to anyone that.